Speaker 1. Jade.
One day I saw a story about the Hubble Space Telescope, and I'm a fan of astronomy, so I had to read it. The headline asked, "Has Hubble discovered life in space?" which sounded cool, but when I read the story, I knew it was fake. It said the telescope had photographed a secret city on Mars, but NASA wasn't saying anything because it would scare people. And the article didn't give any names, of course. I read lots of scientific articles, and that's not the way real scientists write about their work.
Speaker 2. Mark.
Fake news. Well, there have been many cases involving celebrities. One time, I was at the supermarket, and I saw two magazine cover stories about a famous Hollywood actor. One headline said he had secretly married a supermodel, and another magazine said they had just broken up. But the funniest part is, they were never together. The model gave an interview and said she had never met him before. You can't believe anything you see in magazines.
Speaker 3. Ben.
Well, it can be a serious problem. There was a case in the USA about a company that made burgers. A TV program said the company was using a strange pink liquid, which sounds horrible. During the show, the reporter used the phrase "strange pink liquid" many, many times, and the company said that was bad for their business. In the end, the TV program had to pay the company for damaging its image.
Speaker 4. Katie.
Well, it's quite an important issue. I think fake news can be dangerous when it's about health and medicine. I mean, you often see stories about some amazing plant or food that can make you healthier and more beautiful. Or maybe a fantastic exercise machine that helps you lose 10 kilograms in a week. Of course, they're only adverts, and they want to sell you a product and take your money. I think that's horrible. Some people believe these crazy stories, and they might do things that are bad for their health.